I know this is a little unconventional, but I'm just going to do my personal biography.
Yes.
Because I feel like you all are pretty lucky that you've gotten to hang out with me more than once. I feel like that's the regifting. Just kidding.
Are you, though?
No, I'm not going to do that. Okay. So when I was in college, my best friend in college was 2 years older than me. We both transferred to Cornell at the same time. We ended up being roommates. We ended up getting along really well. And but he was 2 grades above me because he had gone to SUNY Buffalo for a few years and then decided that he wanted to be a geneticist. And since he wanted to be a geneticist, that meant he could transfer to Cornell's Ag School, which was still a state school, and, you know, get to go to a better school and study what he wanted to study. So he transferred there when I was coming in second semester as a freshman, and his name in college, it's not his real name, but his nickname in college was Loki. Loki, I'm not going to say Loki was a cool guy, but he was a lot cooler than me, which is not at all hard, especially me in college. And, like, just to give you, just so you know, Loki came in with a different nickname. He was a really good Ultimate Frisbee player, and he was on the Ultimate Frisbee team. And he came in as Thor, because he throws the hammer. But then somehow I got changed to Loki, because he's a cool guy. So, my sophomore year, I was hanging out with Loki, and this girl from his time at SUNY Buffalo came to visit him, and it wasn't a romantic thing, though I bet she kind of wanted Loki. Girls don't usually, like, travel to see a dude unless, you know, they're sort of interested. So he let me hang out with her and him that night, and we went to this pizza place called The Nines, and, like, I was just, like, I always, like, all through college, I was just, like, Loki's dorky little brother. I mean, that's sort of how he always treated me, and that's how I felt, so it was fine. So I just would kind of hang around them and listen, and they were mostly talking about two different dudes in this girl's life. Her boyfriend, or, like, I don't, like, they had sort of a shaky status, but her, like, boyfriend who sort of sucked and was pissing her off in a whole bunch of different ways and, like, letting her down, and I'm not sure if they were, like, exactly together. And this guy who lived in the same dorm as her and who had a big crush on her, and they were friends, but it really annoyed her how much he had a crush on her and how obvious he was about it, right? So that's mostly what they were talking about. And she told this story about how she had told this guy who had a crush on her that she was really cold. Her feet were always really cold in the dorm, like walking around the dorm. And so she came back home the next day, and he'd left a box in front of her door, and when she opened it up, it was like a really nice pair of slippers, and she was so pissed about it that this guy who had a crush on her had bought her these slippers, and I was like, I was really confused by that, and so I said, well, if your boyfriend had bought you those slippers, would you have liked it? And she was like, oh my God, if he would have bought me those slippers, I would have loved it. It would have been so great. And I was like, so why did you hate it so much when this guy you have a crush on, who has a crush on you, bought them for you? And she said, because you have to earn the right to give gifts. And, like, looking back on that with the perspective of time, I see it as a really intriguing moment, a really intriguing statement about the level of entitlement American women have. But at the time, I was just like, holy shit, I have been wasting a lot of money on a lot of gifts for a lot of girls who are not at all interested in me. So I'm going to go through a few of those gifts that I gave over the years with y'all. And one of them in particular, actually, in a funny way, has worked out pretty well and fits our theme. So, the first gift I ever remember, this one is so bad, I ever remember giving a girl, this is horrible. Everything about this one is horrible. I had to have been in middle school. I know I was in middle school. I maybe it was 7th grade. Maybe it was 8th grade. I don't know. But for whatever reason, like, I remember I really liked looking through my mom's Avon catalogs. I don't know why. And it's weird because, like, I didn't really want anything in them, you know? Like, I don't know why I looked through them. I didn't want anything in them. The only thing I kind of liked from the Avon catalog was the colognes that they had. But her Avon lady always gave her, like, way more little cologne samples than I ever went through. So I didn't really need any bottles because I always had a million little cologne samples. I don't know why I like looking through them, but there was one time there was this like fake gold unicorn stick pin in there that was like, I don't know, $5 or something, and I really liked it because I was into like fantasy books and stuff, and so I bought it just in anticipation of having a girl to give it to. Like, and so I had this unicorn fake stick pin.
I have a lot of those things.
Yeah. And that made me feel so much better. I thought I
burned so many CDs.
Just someone. When I know the right girl, when she loves this CD, we'll love each other. So I had this stick pin, and there was this girl who I talked on the phone with all the time, and I told her that I liked her, and she wasn't blah, blah. And so we were boyfriend and girlfriend for, like, 3 days. But I gave her the stick pin, and I can actually still see her. Like, I can still see her in my mind with the stick pin on this little black and white polka dot blazer she used to wear, and, like, wearing the stick pin during that first day of our 3-day romance. So that's the first one I remember giving. The next one I remember giving was, like, about a year later, and this was kind of became a thing for me for a while. I have a feeling, well, anyway, I gave this girl, Mindy, this, like, stone egg that I must have bought at, like, a Renaissance fair or some, like, weird event that I was at. And, like, the egg was weird. It was, like, kind of this sort of glistening rock. But what made it cooler is I wrote some crazy-ass fantasy story that, like, purportedly the egg was a critical element in, and gave it to her to go with it. The story, yeah. She got the story and the egg and read it. And I did a few things like that over the years. I wrote a few, like, stories to go with gifts. Another one that I remember doing, which is, this one isn't so embarrassing, but I was friends with this girl, Molly, and she went off to college. She was a year older than me. And she went off to college, and she and I, like, she had actually, we had sort of, like, had a tiny minor amount of something, but then she took it away. gave love and then stole it back. Whatever. So she really liked Van Gogh's painting of his bedroom, his bedroom painting. So I went to a frame store and ordered a print of that and then had it, like, framed up nicely, and I mailed that to her at college for the start of her year in college. Just, again, be a great gift if I actually were her boyfriend. And I think, I just have to check my notes. I think that is all of them except for the last one I wanted to tell you about. Okay. So the last gift, the one that I think most accurately fits our theme, is there was this girl, we'll call her, this isn't her name, we'll call her Barbara. There was a girl named Barbara in my high school who was 2 years older than me that I was insane about. Like, she was, I had a lot of crazy crushes in high school. She was arguably my craziest crush. She was a senior when I was a sophomore, and we met in drafting class, which is weird, but, and she was in theater, and, I remember seeing her in a play my freshman year, and then I was in theater all through high school, too, and we were in a play together once, and I hung out with her all the time, and I was nuts about her. We talked on the phone all the time. And and so my great-grandmother makes these afghans for people. And so I had my great-grandmother make me this afghan. My family has like 7 or 8 of them, these total heirloom pieces, of all different shades of green, and it was really beautiful, and she didn't really like to do it because it was too dark, but she went ahead and did it anyway. So it was all these different shades of green, so it was like 4 different shades of green, and it was super nice. Just to give you a sense of, like, how crazy about this girl I was, and, well, the media kind of did it for me. I grew up in a small town in southeast Kansas, and you know how, well, maybe you guys don't know, but if you're from a really small town, the local papers cover the, like, graduating seniors a lot, and there was only one high school to cover in our town. And then we also had a student paper. So, for whatever reason, this girl Barbara got in the paper, like, a lot of times in her senior year, and I cut all of those appearances out and put them in a binder. And I also just, like, every, like, little letter or note that she wrote me, or, like, every minor little, like, picture she'd give me or whatever. I mean, like, we were pretty tight, so I got a bunch of little things from her. And we were also in theater together, and there's a lot of little exchanges that happen between actors and theater. So, like, I had all this stuff from her, either that had been in the paper or that had come up other ways. And I basically, it's not strictly devoted to her, but if you could be confused if you look through it and think, this is just a book about this girl. And it's not just about her, but there's a lot of her in it. I still have it if anyone ever comes to my place and wants to see it.
Yeah.
But so I was super nuts about her. And so I got this beautiful Afghan from my grandmother, and I gave it to her. Which is insane, because this is, like, such an heirloom thing. And even at the time that I did it, I was like, what the I shouldn't do this. This is stupid. This girl is never going to like me, and I'm giving her this heirloom. What the fuck am I doing? But, so it has actually totally worked out, however, because she went to college at K-State, became an architect, moved immediately to New York City. Time passed, we stayed in touch, I visited her a lot of times, and all the old, like, the crush has been gone for a long, 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 long time, but she's become, like, one of my best friends in the entire world, and now she's married, and she has two kids, and over the years, I have probably stayed at her house more times than I've stayed at, like, any other home except maybe my parents, and it's, like, neck and neck since leaving home, because I go there all the time. Like, I've stayed for 15 years now. And so that blanket is still in my life, because, I mean, she is, like, extended family to me at this point, and she would say that, too. Like, she were, you know, she's family, and, like, I have slept under that blanket many times on her various futons and other guest rooms over the years. So blanket wasn't lost to me, and it is still in my family in its own funny way. There you go.